You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com or NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com, state of the future, the 51st state. And we're right in the thick of the battle of the statehood process right now. So it's working out very, very well for us. 6 constitutional conventions, Declaration of Independence. Mike Huckabee was our last keynote speaker. And, of course, his comment that left everybody riveted in the 500-plus people in attendance in San Luis Obispo was, "We will be soon a new state." So anyway, welcome aboard to all that and more. We're going to be monitoring a lot of the rallies and protests all throughout New California and the California state against the real true dictator that we have right now. He's officially a dictator. I think that everybody now recognizes even the Democrats, shockingly enough, the Democrats in the California legislature are really upset with Gavin Newsom. This is the first time since 1996 that the Democrats have shown any kind of disdain for their own governor. So there's a lot of big things happening in California, and I think these protests that have been going on and the rallies that have just now really started to spread across all the entire state from north to south, east to west, are really paying big dividends for everybody in the great state of California, New California in particular. We are very, very honored to have with us today, though, Fox News contributor Pete Hegseth, and he's got a new book out called American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. And I really can't, as I was looking over the book and all the things that he's got in there, especially in terms of referencing many things about King George, that sounds very, very true to the hearts of many of the New Californians in the New California State movement. give me liberty or give me death, as they rebelled against the king. And, of course, we're rebelling against the state of California right now. But, Pete, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. It's a very big honor to have you with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, you know, it's interesting that in this time of, I guess you would say, trial and tribulation of our country, especially since 2016, there's been a lot of great changes against Donald J. Trump, which has been interesting. And we've been fighting that battle. We fight it enormously out here in California, because there's really, even the Republican Party of California, the California GOP, has a real bad strain of never Trumpers. And it's kind of interesting to watch that whole thing play out. But, you know, in your book, you basically say, we've got to stand and fight for this country, else we're going to lose it.
100%. I mean, the book was written before COVID-19, but what a glaring example of what governments shouldn't be able to, but will attempt to do to their own citizens to control them. I mean, we are in that moment where the Democrat Party has been completely captured by leftists. And as a result, their agenda is completely antithetical to America. And if you love freedom, if you're a patriot, if you believe in self-determination and sovereignty, then you have to be standing with our president right now through into 2020. And then B, you need to be looking around in your community, in your city, in your state, and reconsidering who we're electing and why we're putting up with it, and what more we can do as free citizens to stand up and demonstrate that we can take care of ourselves. We don't need a government saying it's protecting us, but actually holding us down. And B, poisoning the minds of the next generation. A huge part of the book is the education agenda of the leftists, which is over a 100-year-old project, but really has taken root in the last 50 years to try to train citizens to be complacent and ultimately hate the country that has given them so much.
We were just covering the riots there in Minneapolis, where you're from, the Minnesota area, and the mayor was telling people that they had to wear their masks for the, you know, to fight against COVID viruses they were rioting. Encourage them to
so
do that.
So we've got riots in the streets. We've got buildings and businesses being burned down. We have an entire precinct under siege and taken over by protesters. Literally, police officers being flown out of a helicopter off the roof of a police precinct in full abandonment. And Jacob Frey, who has no credentials whatsoever other than being a leftist activist in his entire life, stands up and tries to virtue signal and shame people into saying, well, yeah, do all you want effectively, but make sure you wear that mask, which I mean, it makes you want to laugh, but it more just is revealing of how they view individuals.
Well, you know, the thing that I brought up in the last hour is we read this article from Breitbart that he was talking about stuff that's a throwback to critical race theory. In that he was blaming 400 years of repression, and he can understand how people feel about that, and that at some point in time you got to throw that off, indicating you really have no other outlet but to riot. I mean, it's just unbelievable we're hearing this from a leader, but this goes back to the critical race theory that Obama brought in with him, and it's in the educational institutions all over the place, which is, to your point, that our educational institutions have been in so much assault.
You're seeing it with the 1619 project that the New York Times has undertaken to directly and intentionally attempt to create the new founding date of our nation as 1619, the day slaves arrived, as opposed to 1776, and the recognition that it was the values we espoused then that were imperfect that allowed slaves to be freed and civil rights to be earned and Jim Crow to be overturned and all the things that have created the opportunity for a more equal society, which we all want. But to sort of be trying to exacerbate the differences today is only fanning the flames.
You know, the thing about this, though, is that they bring up the 1619 project, but even today, it's the Democrats, supported with Nancy Pelosi and all of her cartel friends and everything, that are engaging in the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, as we like to call it. And you're seeing these caravans of people coming across the border, many of them bought and sold in their own countries to come across the border. And then once they come across the border, it's certain specific services that they're given by certain specific organizations across this side of the border that are getting billions of dollars for these individuals coming across the border. It's modern slavery right in front of our faces. But, You know, I don't know if there's a date on that particular process in America.
Well, that goes to another part of leftism, of sort of globalism, that no person is illegal and therefore borders are wrong, and we're teaching kids to be global citizens and not believe that there are some things worth preserving and defending, like the equal justice and a lot of these things which harm U.S. citizens who pay taxes and play by the rules, and that's a real problem.
Well, you know, the thing about borders is kind of interesting because, you know, once you break down the sovereignty of a country by ignoring their borders, then you're free to do everything else lawless, in a lawless fashion, which is what we're starting to see here. And, of course, Donald Trump has built the wall.
Which is what you've seen in sanctuary cities and the way that there's two forms of justice in those places. And it does. I mean, that's why globalism is one of the most important chapters of the book, and one of the things Donald Trump has exposed so well, is once you don't believe countries can be sovereign and borders should be erased and that there is no allegiance to your country, but instead this amorphous idea of global citizenship, you totally eradicate the safeguards that a country is supposed to provide to the very citizens it exists to protect their rights for. And it all goes upside down. And then people don't ultimately know, you know, they start to reject the entire premise of the American experiment on the left. And that's why my moment in, you know, I wasn't originally a Trump supporter, but I came to him quickly and like a convert am as zealous as they come in the support, because it became not about all differences between the left and the right in a patriotic context. It became, do you believe in borders or not? Do you believe in citizenship or not? It's that kind of existential moment that we're up against right now.
Now, one of the things that we're finding in our New California State movement is that the lack of, and I was an educator, by the way, for 41 years, and I saw the transitions being made, extreme leftism, starting in the 90s, where they brought in, you know, Nancy Pelosi. She's the one who actually brought in Agenda 21 in 1992 of October, and introduced it as a House resolution. But what I've seen is a complete disintegration of all of our constitutional concepts being taught in schools, certainly out here in California, and I know nationally with Common Core. There is no real agenda in the public school system to teach the values that came out of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. It's all turning towards that critical race theory.
The agenda is to eradicate that agenda, is to eradicate that narrative, is to decouple the Declaration from the Constitution. Don't teach any civics whatsoever. Instead, this sort of like social justice version of social studies, American history, we're taught not. It used to be, yes, the founders owned slaves, but we overcame that, and it doesn't change the fact that the ideas that came about Athens and Jerusalem and the thinking about human nature and the biblical narrative all were a part of what created this great foundation of our nation. Now it's just all dismissed because they have to be seen as evil men. That's the type of citizens and young people we are creating in this country, who were surprised why they're seduced by the ideas of Ilhan Omar and Comrade Cortez and you know, Nancy Pelosi's not radical enough for the new crop, and that's the scary part.
Yeah, and of course, the training they got for those people came from an interesting place in Orange County, California, all led by Obama and some of his accolades at a certain college I'm not going to mention right now. They all came from the same college, which is really interesting. The notion, though, on education, and we've noticed that we've been really trying to make the outreach back to the younger generation, and we have found that the 16 to 25, 26-year-old group, especially if they've been homeschooled, they totally get this. They totally understand what is going on right now. And it's really been, especially in the last 3 or 4 weeks, about a month or so, we've been at this for about 5 years. But we've started to see these kind of kids step up and say, hey, I want to learn more and I want to be involved more. Because they do understand the consequences of what they're seeing, and they do understand the Constitution.
Yeah, well, that's homeschool for you. That's getting them out of government. That's getting them out of government schools. That's one of the things I talk about the most in the book. Think about how much time we spend, you know, figuring out what car we're going to buy or vacation we're going to go on or any sort of purchase or decision we make in our life. Yet too many freedom-loving patriots just reflexively send their kids to a government school, a public school, and assume it's going to be okay because you know it's better than I as an educator. You know, 30, 40 years ago, there was still the residual of a common understanding of the greatness of America, of a willingness to teach our history and our civics and our economics. And that's all gone. And what I try to break down in the book in stark terms is this is not the in the other side of the tracks issue.
Are you still
rich schools or poor schools. This is an agenda across the board to change education system.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Pete. Starting high school, you went to Forest Lake, Forest Lake Area High School in Forest Lake, Minnesota.
Yep, small town USA, wonderful community. I feel like I'm a child of privilege because I had two parents that loved me and taught me to work hard and respect. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's what a child of privilege is to me. Work hard, respect your authority and your elders and love this country and go to church and honor God. And, you know, I'm a sinful, imperfect person just like anybody else, but that imprint on my heart is the best thing that could have ever happened. So I'm beyond grateful for the upbringing I had. And I went to a public school. There were already signs that it was starting to turn, but I didn't notice it. I wasn't politically minded as a kid. It really wasn't until I went to college and saw the leftist agenda there and started to realize how bad it is.
So you're also in the Army, which, of course, is you're serving your country even today, speaking about Veterans Affairs and things like that. You got to Gitmo. You were actually a guard at Gitmo.
Yes, I was a guard at Gitmo. I was out of college ROTC. I was in the National Guard, and my unit deployed to Gitmo when there were 700 detainees there. We were on guard duty, effectively, towers and gates and quick reaction force and patrol forces around the area. Yeah, there were, I mean, listen, we saw and engaged with these radical Islamic terrorists on a regular basis. I came back from there and deployed to Afghanistan soon thereafter, to Iraq soon thereafter for a year, and I was a platoon leader. And part of what informs the book when you read it is going to other places to see other systems, see other ideologies, see the way other people in the world live, which brings you back what we have and fight to preserve it. And if you are here, it's more prosperous, more or less free, and you've got all, you know, I have more technology in my pocket than this phone I'm holding right now than we had on the space shuttle in the space shuttles from NASA. I mean, it's unbelievable the human progress that capitalism has unleashed, but yet when kids are taught grievance and a wrong perspective on the exceptionalism of our system, they fail to take it, fail to appreciate it.
You know, it's kind of interesting you mentioned about the technology. I was watching the near launch of the SpaceX rocket the other day. We were going to put two men in space again. And, of course, I grew up in the generation of the 60s. When at 2 o'clock in the morning Pacific time, I'd get up and watch the rockets being launched on black and white TV. That was the big thrill of the day. But I was getting an equal thrill out of what I was watching because it was just such an amazing thing to see these men dressed up in these small white suits. I mean, they're tight-fitting and everything. And they just jumped in this cockpit that didn't seem to have a lot of bells and whistles like the old bulky-style things that we used to see in the past. The technology has just far surpassed anything we had even 10 years ago.
Yeah, which is why we should be launching American rockets from American soil with Americans, not dependent on the Russians. And it took that pause for all the wrong reasons, and it's great to see that happen. I mean, happening again, and hopefully there's a renaissance in that because it leads to other good things.
One of the things is genderism, though. I was looking over your book and everything, the notion of toxic femininity in beta males.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're confusing kids with agendas in schools about that if you're a tough, strong, assertive male, that's a bad thing. You're automatically a bully. You're automatically going to be toxic, and so we sort of inherently the more feminine qualities to pull, rein them back because they've been told they're toxic. And then I was exposed in college to what I thought was sort of legitimate feminism. The idea that, hey, you know, women should be equally represented in student government, you know, just as a silly example. But what became clear is that it had nothing to do with that and everything to do with a left-wing agenda of what the right female ideology was versus the wrong female. So we see it play out all the time with how people are treated, how Michelle Obama is treated versus the First Lady now or Sarah Palin. I mean, it is about ideology, not about the issue that they put front and center. And that you know, poisons the pool of how young boys and girls grow up and view relationships and men and women, and I don't think that's good for our country.
Well, you know, one of the things that always struck me in education, I never allowed it in my meetings, was, you know, this whole notion, especially for boys, to be medicated with psychotropic medications, usually from recommendations from teachers and counselors and not really doctors, which has had just a devastating effect on young boys growing up over the last 30 years.
Yeah. I mean, listen, boys are boys. Boys are rowdy. Boys have short attention spans, and there are some people in need, some kids in need of help and all of that. But the rush to jump to it, I think, is problematic.
So the one of the things, though, in your book, you say the most dangerous ism.
Most dangerous ism is Islamism, and I think it's because, it's enabled by leftism that sort of views anything that is the other as better than America. Also, having been exposed to it, I'll tell you something. Radical Islam is the most coherent, aggressive, and evangelical ideology on the world today. There's just no doubt about it. Now, thankfully, they don't have their hands on the world's worst weapons and the capability to mobilize right now. But look at what they're trying to do across Europe with the refugee migrant issue, what they want to do in the United States, and how they use footholds culturally and in other places to try to gain access to our system and ultimately not participate in it the way we've always expected new arrivals to assimilate and show allegiance to our country. And I think in the long term, Islamism is, I mean, I would put the communist Chinese first right now because of their capabilities and sheer global ambition as collectivists. But ultimately, Islamism is a threat that has not gone away just because we're not in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's just taken a very different form.
Well, out here in California, you know, you've been hearing about this. Gavin Newsom is officially, as I was talking about, a dictator because of the laws, and he has invoked this Emergency Powers Act in California, and there's no end in sight for him being able to stay as in the state of emergency mode, basically, of governance. And the only way you're going to get rid of it is if there's the Assembly and Senate come together and pass a concurrent resolution, which is not going to happen. So he's indefinitely got all the power and authority that he needs to be a dictator in California as of about March 4th, which is kind of interesting. But, you know, he's been acting more and more and more like a dictator, and of course, it's becoming now very problematic with the people that he's his own people. What do you think is going to happen out here in California based upon what you see from the East Coast?
Well, you know it better than I do, and I think having a local perspective is incredibly helpful. We see some of the same dynamics. I'm in New Jersey, locked down just about as much right now. You know, business owners being cited and shut down by the government, who businesses that could responsibly reopen way better than box stores. So the idea of slowing the curve and doing your part is long since gone. The goalposts have been moved. And now people are being treated like minions. I mean, they're being treated, you can go to this beach, not this beach. You have to do this, you can't do that. Your business can be open, yours can't be. We're going to move it as far. Even though the hospitals are not under siege, your county mayor have a handful of COVID-19 cases, we're not willing to unleash the grip of power. And I worry there's a more than an ounce of politics involved in it as we head toward 2020. But I actually think that backfires against the left. I think I've called it the revolt of the gym owners and the hair salon owners and the barbershop owners and the tattoo artists and the restaurant owners who aren't overtly political people, but they're entrepreneurs and they're hardworking and they understand their rights. And maybe they hadn't been willing to take a look at the Democrat Party in power in California. Hopefully people like them start, and certainly not.
Yeah, interesting. We're going through a weekend, and I know we got to run for time here for you, but we are having some huge rallies that are going on in different places. And the governor came out yesterday and said there's rules for rallies now. You have to have social distancing. You can't be more than 100 people. And that's just not going to happen out here in California.
I got to find that rules for rally exception in the First Amendment. When you find that, let me know.
Hey, I'll be more than happy to. Listen, Pete, thank you very much for being with us. And I look forward to seeing you in person sometime and, supporting everything you got. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it.
Okay, so Pete Hegseth here on Agenda 21 Radio. And, of course, I want to remind everybody about newcaliforniastate.com, the website for New California, and all the things that are going on in the state of New California. We have a whole list of rallies that are up there on the news cycle for you. All you need to do is just click on news, and you'll see the sites all over the state, all over the state. So stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of fun to have Pete Hegseth on the show. You know, he'd work out well in New California. Now, if you think so, just raise your hand, right? I mean, he's got all the constitutional qualifications. Now, I mean this, you know, because, you know, those people in New California understand the way we feel about the Constitution. So does Mr. Hegseth. He really feels that way. So his book, American Crusade, Our Fight to Stay Free. Boy, howdy. Boy, howdy, our fight. And we're fighting it, aren't we? I mean, we're really, this is truly, the situation and the circumstances going on is truly a case in point of fighting for our liberty right now. And it's called a crusade. Now, you know, it's interesting. Some of your military people and people in the State Department say, don't use the word crusade. That means a certain, invokes certain memories from, you know, the Middle Ages and the Crusaders, which might offend people. And God forbid we Americans offend anybody, right? Americans can't offend anybody. Shocking. Shocking. You know what I can't believe, though? And I'm still on to this mayor out there. I'm getting a report now that actually one of the CNN reporters was arrested. Oops, I wonder what is going on there, right? I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. That's what I was just told, and I'm waiting to see the story that might be coming in. If it's text, I don't know if it's they text it to me or what. Trump blasts Minnesota mayor. No, we got that one all right. That one we get. Okay. No, wait a minute. Do we have it yet? Do we have it? No, we don't. Okay, so let's check with, go back here to Fox News. I'm sure, why not? It could be being reported on Fox News right now. And of course, don't you think everybody's just going to be going nuts about that? That it would be, they'd be reporting all the things that are going on if, in fact, a CNN reporter was arrested, right? No, we still got the Twitter thing going on, though. That's pretty interesting. Masking myth. The WHO's advice on when and where a mask cover, a face cover, contradicts the CDC's. No, I mean, I'm sure the people are really trying to find that one out, right? We got two things going on, and I'm going to try and check out this thing about the CNN reporter, whether or not that, because that's one of our citizen journalists. Did you see? No, I didn't see, because I've been in the studio. That's what I'm trying to tell the person. I didn't see anything yet. I haven't seen anything. Biden calls Floyd's brutal death a symbol of the ugly systemic racism. So this is an agreement. See, systemic racism is another buzzword for critical race theory. Critical race theory. And it's interesting that we first reported this part of the story on Breitbart, because when we first reported about the death of Andrew Breitbart, which we called a murder, it was a political murder. And since we found out even more information about his death and so on, but one of the things that people were seeing, the reason why Breitbart was killed, was if you go back to the time just before his death, and I think it was March 1st, 2012, just before the 2012 elections, which was Obama's coming in time, right, for the second term, election. Let me get my terminology. Election for the second term. See, because I have to go back in my memory bank for what was going on in 2012. Anyway, but Andrew Breitbart was telling people that what was really going on was it was this critical race theory the story that they were going to break in, and they did. They were going to break in Breitbart. And, you know, it was Joe Pollack, by the way, who took over after Andrew died. And there are many times in which Joel was absolutely adamant about saying that this was all going to come out in a press conference that Andrew was going to have, and it would have been March 1st, 2012. And, of course, that would have been a big a hand grenade thrown right in the election at the time. If he had, you know, came out and said, well, he's promoting racism, systemic racism, and critical race theory. And, of course, he had these videos and all this stuff showing that the person who masterminded critical race theory, a professor at Harvard by the name of Derrick Bell, masterminded critical race theory, which has been put into all the curriculums of all the schools. This was back in the late 80s and the 90s. It's now been ensconced, if you will. It's just straight up the way it is, right? There's systemic racism. It's in the system. And it's come from those ugly founding fathers. Because they were the ones who created a racist system by way of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the Bill of Rights. Get it? Attacking the Constitution. Now, Obama, we play it every show. He always says that, oh, the Constitution is an imperfect document. In other words, because he was president, he could view it as an imperfect document, and he could do whatever he wanted to do. He didn't have to follow it because it was imperfect. That was his declaration. So my point, though, people say that the murder of Andrew Breitbart was attributed to the fact that he was about to go out on March 1st at a press conference at high noon Pacific time and expose Obama and Derrick Bell in their critical race theory, as they had a plot to turn the United States of America into a racist nation through critical race theory. And suddenly, shockingly, just 18 minutes after midnight, his body is found dead in L.A. You get it? And, of course, a whole series of events took place. He was autopsied. They got the toxicology report back, and suddenly the toxicology report kind of disappears. And, oh, by the way, the guy who took the tissue samples, did the tox report, he started to talk about it, and he was telling people his text. We were reporting on this in real time. And this guy was complaining that he was being followed. He's being harassed. And this is all going. All of a sudden, he ends up dead. Yeah, a coroner in Los Angeles. It's all reported. You can see all this stuff. You know, was it another? No, obviously, you think about what's going on there. He suddenly, shockingly, shows up dead after being followed. And he's the only person who's ever laid eyes on the report. See, the toxicology report would have shown the poisons that were used. Because you see, what happens is the poison that was used, it kind of dissipates in the system after about 24 hours. Well, they actually did the autopsy and took tissue samples within about a 12-hour period. So the tox report would have shown it. I mean, there's a whole big wide thing going on with all this stuff. That's shocking. Shocking, isn't it? Critical race theory and how it's showing up right now in Minneapolis. It's surrounding our lives. But we have to call it out. That's the bigger point. When you see it, call it out. It's racism. It's racism. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Shocking. Tucker Carlson says, our leadership class is fanning racial flames. They're doing nothing to calm the situation. Yeah, you ever notice that? Because they claim a right to do this. The critical race theory.
Coverage from Minneapolis today about what happened last night. You know perfectly well that what's happening on the streets there, no matter what it may look like, is actually a quest for justice. It's a long overdue search for answers by legitimately frustrated protesters who, if we're going to be honest about it, have been oppressed for so long they can no longer stand idle. What you're seeing in Minneapolis is democracy in its purest form. Effectively, it's a political rally. Here was a representative seen last night.
This is literally the craziest stuff I've ever seen right now. This is Target right now.
Now, wait a second, you may be thinking. That didn't look like a political rally. Those people look like looters. They were smashing cash registers with hammers to steal other people's money. Well, yes, technically they were doing that. And yes, as a factual matter, they were smashing the cash registers because they had already stolen everything else in the store. So, no, it doesn't look like conventional political activism. But before you judge them, keep in mind it could have been far worse. It's not like they were doing something immoral, like protesting Gretchen Whitmer's coronavirus lockdowns in Michigan. That would have been a different story.
Black people's right to protest is secondary to white people's right to be in armed protest with long guns, terrifying-looking war weapons.
This is how the protest of Floyd's death ended up. Police in riot gear, flooding the streets with tear gas and shooting rubber bullets into the crowd. Huh. Another example of how this pandemic has been a kind of blacklight, exposing all the inequalities in American life.
That's the meme that's going around right now with the cops, with the black kid on the ground saying hello to the white guy in camo with the AK-47 and the mask who was protesting in Michigan. That when it's white people with guns and they're out and they're angry and their faces with cops.
Didn't see any of that.
Everybody's civil.
It's as if some people are accorded the rights of citizenship and other folks are just expected to be obedient. These folk ended up in the state capitol, Craig, with automatic weapons, and they were treated with kid gloves.
Oh, you see, it's not at all like those fascists in Michigan. In Minneapolis, there's a reason people doing it. A legitimate reason. Even the cash register smashers. They were civilly smashing the cash register. So relax. And by the way, the cash registers deserved it anyway. As Joy Reid suggested on MSNBC, they're probably European cash registers and therefore complicit in oppression.
Europeans came to this country to get away from being subjects of the kings in Europe. But what they did was they created for themselves sort of a kingdom, every man a king. But the subjects are black people, these armed white men who can get armed up and walk into a state capitol. And that's OK. And the police are benign. They don't even act afraid. But let black people show up and protest the death of an innocent black man, and suddenly, you know what? We need tear gas. We got to go full force. Charlottesville, the same thing. The police were there to protect the people who were marching as neo-Nazis, not to protect the black people.
So who watches Joy Reid, you may be wondering? Well, it turns out the people who run Minneapolis apparently watch Joy Reid. As their city crumbled around them, local leaders huddled in deliberation. They emerged with a plan. They declared that racism is, quote, a national emergency. CNN immediately trumpeted the development as if it were breaking news. Meanwhile, mobs in downtown Minneapolis kept looting, stores kept burning. Normal people of all colors huddled indoors, terrified. No one bothered to explain how any of this was connected. How exactly does racism have anything to do with looting ATM machines or stealing PlayStations from Target? It's confusing. What we do know is that riots are now acceptable because racism is a national emergency. That's the new standard. Okay, so now that we're in a state of national emergency, the question is, what is not acceptable? What's not okay? Anything? Here's what some of the, quote, protesters were chanting last night in Minneapolis.
Shoot the white folks! Shoot the white folks!
So you're not going to see that clip on CNN. How come? It's simple. Facts like this, and there are a lot of them, challenge the carefully constructed storyline that our leaders richly profit from. Therefore, those facts must be suppressed. For example, practically every day we're told that white cops are a mortal threat to black men. And some are, obviously. It's what started this whole thing. A black man was killed by the police. It's awful. But what are the national numbers on this? Well, actually, we know the answer. A study from last year found that white police officers were less likely to shoot and kill non-white suspects than non-white police officers were. In any given year, police kill more white suspects, armed and unarmed, than black suspects. And that's a fact, by the way. It's not political propaganda. It's provably true. Yet no one on television will ever say that because that fact threatens the scams.
That's right. Threatens the scams. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
2-1-1-0.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when use the promo code AGENDA.
866-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit your website. Your website. It's yours. A21R.com. You get all the information on. If you're looking for a protest to go join this weekend, we have them right there. We're going to try and get some more up there for you, so stay tuned over the course of today and even on tomorrow morning. We'll be putting up the latest information about protests, where the protests are at, what the protests are doing, how many protests there are, how many protesters there are, and, of course, I want you to all make sure you wear your mask. In case it turns into a riot, we won't be able to identify you if you're committing a crime, burning a car. We just gotta cover your back, right? Oh, your face, no one can identify you. It's all good and hood, right? You know, yeah. Like I was talking about with the hoodies, right? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, now we don't need hoodies. But, you know, that the hoodie thing was, you know, you had to wear it on your head. You know, maybe the women can start doing that. Burkas, there you go. You know, ladies, if you want to not have the mask, you can wear the burqa. That way, we don't see nothing, just your eyes. That's it, right? Is that what you want? I don't think so. I do not think so. I'm going to come back and talk about more of the censorship row. White House hits back after Twitter cracks down. Trump's thugs tweet, repost, censored message. Ah, here we go. Trump's thugs. Trump blasts Minneapolis, Minnesota. Mayor vows military support if needed. Jim Hansen. Trump's social media exec order is justified. Protects free speech, combats censorship. Shocking. And I love it that the Twitter people think, oh, it's censorship. No, it's called following the law, especially about the type of medium that you're using there, right? New York PD issues officer safety alert over cop killing threats. There we go. Well, this is one I'm looking into. Masking myth. The WHO's advice on when to wear a face cover contradicts the CDC's. Really? I bet the WHO's advice is more in line with the burqa advice, right? Maybe, just maybe. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I sure hope you've enjoyed the show so far. We got a lot more to come up here in the next hour. And remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
Send out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.